All right, let's bring on Nick the Science Guy. Elon Musk wants to put a chip in your brain.
Really?
Maybe not everyone's brain.
For what, diagnostics or what?
So you want to bring us through this, Nick?
Oh, sure, yeah. So the company is called Neuralink, and I like to think of it as just, it's a medical company. What they're planning to do is develop these chips that you can put in someone's skull that would help them with some neurological condition, like someone who, like a quadriplegic who's lost function in their limbs. This chip would allow that person to restore the capability to move.
Oh.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Okay, and
that's
that case,
the theory.
I'm all for it. Oh, what are you thinking?
Well, it always starts this way, right?
Right.
They're taking baby steps. There's a lot of, like, hype around this company. As a lot of Musk companies get this kind of hype about this sort of science fiction-y future where we're going to become cyborgs. But that's kind of a remote, distant future. Now, this is what I certainly hope it is. But right now, this is what they're working on, and it's really cool. I mean, you mentioned monkeys. The work leading up to this has involved a lot of animal testing, and they've actually proven that a monkey can actually play Pong, the arcade game Pong. They called it Mind Pong. They did this in 2021. The monkey, without the use of any controller, just with its thoughts, was able to move that little paddle up and down and play Pong.
Right, but you can't unlock the cage.
That's true.
Oh, great, I can play Pong!
No, but can you just take this in for a minute?
Yeah.
A monkey was playing a video game.
With its mind.
With its mind?
Right.
Yeah. Did it win?
Right. Yeah, when it lost, it threw Face's mind, too.
It's able to move the cursor.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's kind of mysterious, but to unpack it, you can think of the brain and all the neurons connecting our muscles like wiring. It's an electronic
It's a computer,
problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
it's the world's greatest computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you think about, like, let's say, lifting your arm, what that's doing is it's sending an electrical pulse through networks of neurons that stimulate the muscles and cause it to move. So when someone has lost function in their arm, for example, what the problem is that the wires just don't connect yet. They can see the pulses are still going out, and if they measure those, they can send them directly to the muscles and restore that function.
Wow.
So if there's a bone broken or something, they can get in there and replace it with whatever they use now, nylon, metal, pins, rods.
Right.
And then put this chip in your brain and restore that function.
Good as new. Can you make it stronger, like a performance chip where, like, now you have super strength and you can run faster? See, I'd be down with that.
Tell me, chip. Like,
that's
if they're
the
telling us that they have monkeys playing video games by using their brains.
Uh-huh.
Think about the stuff they're doing, and they're not telling us.
Right, true, very true.
Other thing that this chip, Nick, science guy from Connecticut Science Center, is now we're talking about Elon Musk putting these brain chips in.
Yeah.
His company's called Neuralink. He has so many different companies, and they're all breaking ground in their respective fields. But the other thing that this could do, and it's one of the first things they're going to do when they do test this, is restore sight.
See, that's interesting.
That'd to be great. Somebody who was born blind and never saw anything, they believe that this should be the first step.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, this is has happened before. The bionic eye. It's been developed already, and a crude version of it. But yes, it's something like sight, which we take for granted. It's really a creation of the mind. So if you can get in there and actually directly affect the visual cortex, you can send a mental image of something using a camera.
And the first thing they'll see is their bill.
Maybe they won't want to see that.
Maybe they won't want to see.
$100,000!
Selective vision.
That thing sold fire in their eyes.
Yeah, there is that.
Go away.
But this will be like the astronauts, you're going to be taking a great risk to be among the first to have that done.
Yeah. It's true. There's going to be some duds at first.
There's going to be some people that say, look at that. Where'd all this pink mist come from?
Right. Or it's like,
has anyone seen Johnny?
You can see the
check the floor.
You can that see one didn't work out as planned.
Nope.
You can see the inside of your head instead. No, not this way, not that way.
Yeah.
Just delete that file. No one needs to see that trial.
Right. Yeah, Johnny file goes away.
Right. Oh, God, Roseanne Barr naked. Ah, sorry.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying the unpleasant things that can like happen with your eyes. If they get it wrong.
Oh, right. You know what's funny? We do something like this, and then somebody always finds something negative to say.
Of course.
This is a great groundbreaking thing. Not you. I'm not talking about you.
Right.
Because apparently this was done, you know, decades ago with a cable. So, you know, the scientists hooked a cable up to a human skull, had it go into a computer, and through the course of just thinking, they were able to do stuff on the computer.
Wow.
So Elon Musk's company does this now, where a monkey is playing a video game with no cables. And, of course, someone negative has to say, they were doing that with a wire like 2 decades ago.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, with a wire.
Right, this is different. This is a chip. This is a chip.
Yeah, with a wire.
Right, yeah.
It's like seeing the Apollo rocket go up and say, hey, you know, we got these airplanes.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different league,
right,
guy.
Right, just shut up.
Ben Franklin discovers electricity. Well, you know, lightning's always been there. So, yeah. Who's going to want to, like, nobody's going to want to not use candles.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great point. I mean, you can't overstate that doing this wirelessly is a huge step forward. I mean, it makes everything seamless. You know, in fact, you wouldn't even be able to tell that the person had the chip in there because it's embedded under the skull.
Nice.
And so that makes it much more practical. And so that's what I think is so exciting that Neuralink has brought to the table, not inventing the field, but making it so to a point that people can actually do it and it can blend into society.
I feel like Phil has one in his head already.
Why?
He's got a memory that's it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's something wrong here. I think he's actually an android.
No, I think he's human.
Right, okay.
But I think there's a memory chip in there somewhere someone put in.
I have a good memory. AJ thinks there's something wrong with me.
Yes, call you in party.
No, I don't think it's that.
I know where my brain cells went.
No, it's beyond a regular memory. It's remembering exact words of a conversation that happened 10 years ago.
What you were wearing, weather that day.
Or a phone call.
Yeah.
Someone called in at 6:20.
He's like Uniblab.
In 2006.
Calls immediately. Oh, was that day back in 2012? You did blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? You'll know instantly the people who have chips because they'll just be so advanced.
Right. They'll stop talking to us. You know, so-and-so doesn't call this show anymore.
It would be like two different human species.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could see how this would evolve into eventually everyone has to have them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because, you know,
just look at cell phones.
Right.
You know, like the vaccine. Hey, everyone's got to have it because it's good for the whole planet. You're protecting everybody else. It'll be, hey, these emotions.
Right.
Like you're bringing people down. You're scaring people.
We'll be on the
rest
same page.
Of us are all well behaved.
Right. We'll be on the same page. Just press a button. Everyone calm. Yeah. Chill the F out.
AJ will be flipping out in a parking lot. Someone's going to come up behind him with a syringe. And he's just going to go docile.
Right. Right.
There's videos of the testing that are kind of freaky, they did tests on pigs, and they actually stimulated certain areas of the neurons of the pig, and all of a sudden it starts like lifting its leg, and all I'm saying is like
really
good like anti-hacker technology. So
wow,
if you have the chip, no one's like, you know, hacking into your chip.
That was going to be my question. Because if you can hack into a computer chip, what's to stop them from this?
Seriously, also did we dance like Michael Jackson's Thriller?
We heard years ago.
Everybody plays like that.
That'd be cool.
Like
if it was a hacker who had a sense of humor and not like I want to take over the planet. It's like I want everyone to do the Michael Jackson Thriller
play leapfrog
dance simultaneously.
Yeah. Isn't that in Beetlejuice? The family all starts dancing.
Shake it all the time.
Classic scene. But we even heard years ago people can just steal your credit card information with that chip.
Oh.
If they have the scanner, even if it's in your wallet, in your pocket, in your purse, if you don't have any kind of like metal protecting it, they just come up behind it, scan it, they've got all your information.
Huh.
Like, what's to stop that from happening?
Good luck. Mine are all burnt.
Nick, the science guy with the Connecticut Science Center, is on. We're talking about Elon Musk and his company Neuralink. And they have a brain chip that can restore eyesight.
Sight and movement.
Movement.
Perfect. Yeah,
they're hoping that's the beginning.
That'd
It'll be all volunteer.
But just keep it to that.
But at some point, we know it's going to be the Matrix and the Borg.
Right.
Is anyone familiar with the Borg? It's a character on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes, I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah. You familiar with that?
No, the Borg.
The Borg.
No,
What kind of a nerd are you?
The Matrix, not the Borg.
The Borg.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, it was this giant cube. It looked like the Death Star, but square.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of floated around, and all these people were tied into the same collective.
Like a network, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And they all thought together as one.
Right.
Because they were tied into the computer.
They became a unit, yes.
They became a unit.
They did. The Borg unit.
Yeah.
Right.
I hope I don't live to see if the technology evolved to that level. The good news is that this is so extraordinarily complex that I'm going to bet that I'm not going to live to see the Borg come to life.
Way to think positive there, man.
No, thanks. I want to hold on to my individualism. So,
you know, it's just
it's
weird
life.
That Elon Musk is breaking all this ground,
yeah,
and running all these companies, and he's putting cars into space, and he's going to go to Mars. And
yeah, what's up with this guy? I think he's an android.
You know, he probably is, and then the brain chip. But yet, Apple, when they roll out a new iPhone, it's just a different color and size. Like, that's all you can do.
Right, we made the camera better.
It's always the camera. Yeah. It's always
it still
the camera.
Drops
okay,
the
great, I could make movies, but can you do something cool? Like, can you...
Right.
You know,
if you hold the button, you take a bunch of pictures.
How about the phone? How about the phone works better?
Now, what was the thing? The hologram. How come we're not there yet? How come I'm not holding my phone and getting a hologram, mini version of someone who's
that'd be so cool
across the country or around the world?
Right, FaceTime. That's about it. Yeah,
FaceTime.
Right, and that never comes at the time you want to either. Mm. You know, if you're in the bathroom, all of a sudden, hey.
Yeah, it was a HoloLens that I was so excited about for a while, and then I don't know what happened to that. They had demonstrations of it working. They created a hologram in front of you, and you could actually like use your hand as like the cursor, kind of like the Kinect, but it would interface with the 3D image projected right in front of you. So that was cool. It seemed to be working, but I guess where things stumble on is like when you're trying to put into practice and, you know, it's buggy or whatever, for whatever reason, it turns people off. But we can do it. I think it's just a matter of like perfecting it.
There's a lot of stuff that was in sci-fi movies not so long ago and maybe long, long ago that now has become real.
Yep, it's true.
Pretty cool, like frightening at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. FaceTime.
Remember, I watched Starship Troopers, and I was amazed that they had video calls. Like, that's never going to happen. We're going to have video calls. And
No, but you can go back even further in the Dick Tracy watch.
I was just going to say the watch.
That was insane.
The two-way wrist TV, yeah.
Like, we didn't have satellites. We didn't have anything that would suggest that this would be something we could do in the future.
Right.
Like, where did you come up with that one?
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right, Nick, thanks, man. I always have fun talking to you. Nick, the Science Guy, Connecticut Science Center. Anything going on over there?
We have a sale right now for a membership. It's 20% off. It goes through the 25th. So great opportunity to get a membership and enjoy all the cool stuff that the Science Center has.
Thank you, brother. If we don't talk to you, have a great holiday.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. You too.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.